Triple M Rocks Sunday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
In 2017.
It's a try!
Oh! Run hard and tackle hard.
You'll hear more footy than ever before. Across the Triple M network. For Bryden's lawyers, protecting your future. Paul Kent, Gordon Tallis, Ryan Girdler and Anthony Maroon.
It's what rugby league's all about. Go!
Triple M rocks the footy.
This is Sunday Triple M NRL.
Welcome back to ANZ Stadium. We've got no Gordon Tallis today. He is at the Gordon Tallis Cup in Townsville. We'll cross to Gordon. We'll cross to Kenty too. He is at the fight, the Pacquiao fight. So Jamie Soward comes in off the interchange bench. He's a member of the Triple M NRL team. A Holden Cup, Newcastle and West Tigers 18 all with 13 minutes left in this game. And 4 o'clock the kickoff today, Penrith and the Rabbitohs. The Rabbitohs today. When I call the Rabbitohs, Sowie, they normally win. And well, as my late great father used to say when I was a kid, Nathan Picklam from BSC loves this story. My old man used to say, if South win, we're having Chinese for dinner. So the Rabbitohs will win today, and I'm up at the juniors tonight having
should
a nice feed of China.
Should we have a little dinner? Because Panthers boys, you got two Panthers boys.
Oh, yeah.
Here. This is the first time I've called my previous team, so.
Really?
Maybe Panthers versus South for a Chinese dinner,
maybe. Okay, what do you reckon, Gerds? I know, you know, but you got to pay this bet.
King Wan's.
King Wan's is closed down, mate.
No, it's not.
Isn't it? Somebody said King Wan's.
Someone's just taken over it.
What about the juniors? It's handy to everyone.
Okay. It's down I'll go to the juniors.
All right, boys. Chinese feed.
Okay.
That's okay. So, me and
but
Gerds.
But do I get a start or.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get you get 13 players out there, you can come.
Well, mate, I mean, the Panthers have won 4 of their last 5. Rabbitohs haven't been quite so lucky.
No. Okay, well, if you put it this way, if Rabbitohs win, you can order 2 and take some home.
Happy days. Happy days. That sounds like a
deal. Will buy, rather than go halves and buy, you can have 2 sets of everything.
So if the Panthers win, I shout you 2, but if Souths win, you guys shout me enough for lunch.
Yes.
And then I can take some home for dinner.
Yes.
Mate, you're an ideas man, Sally. I love it. Anyway, I'll have that game for you this afternoon live at 4 o'clock here on the Triple M Network. Gordy Tallis joining us at 1:20 with his Raging Bull segment. We'll keep an eye on that fight for you as well. We're just waiting to get Jake Trbojevic on the phone from Perth, but when you want to speak to Perth, you've got to ring
long distance.
Yeah, you've got to ring the exchange.
Yeah.
Esme Watson answers.
Yeah.
And you say, Esme, can you put us through to the pub? And hopefully Trbojevic is there somewhere. So we're just getting put through to the phone exchange in Perth, but ET's on the TV today, so they might be all gathered around the TV watching ET, but we'll get to him very shortly.
Fishing show?
No, not ET, the fishing show. I meant the movie from
the 80s.
Oh, the
movie 80s. ET just released in Perth. Is that what you mean?
That's where I was going.
Oh, okay. That's
good.
You're good.
Follow along if you can. Why don't we, while we've got a second, talk about Origin 3 and the injury concerns to New South Wales. Leading the way there, I guess, Sowie, Tyson Frizzell.
Yeah, he's got a back injury and he's been getting needled up, as it was reported before Origin 2 with that, I guess it was ribs or sternum. So a couple of injury concerns. Cordner didn't play yesterday. Tedesco's not playing today for the Tigers. So you hope that those guys come through for New South Wales. If not, they're going to have to make a few changes. But I think they've sort of got enough talent there, enough guys informed to be able to do that. It's going to be a massive challenge, obviously. But I think they can go up and get the job done. I don't think they would be, well, no one was happy how they played that second half game too. Their game management really lacked what had been shown in the first sort of 3 halves of football. So they need to go up there and really attack the game and go out. You know, it's easy to say go out and win it, but go out and attack it with your defence like they did in that first half, Gerds. They were so dominant in their kick chase and they were physical. And then all of a sudden, we spoke about it off air, that with about 10 or 15 to go, if you've watched enough football, they were just waiting to get beat.
The guy that we're about to speak to, though, Sarah, could be the guy to replace. I mean, if Frizzell's out, they reckon they're going to pick Quarter's going to be selected, and then he's going to play. So I think the left side's going to be covered with him, but I think Jake probably moves into the side with Jackson going to right edge, I would imagine, if Tyson's out. And he'd do a fantastic job there, wouldn't he? But, yeah, exactly like you, Sowie. I mean, I really think we've obviously been the better side through the series so far. we lost our way there in the second half. We didn't. We just weren't there to absorb the pressure that Queensland put on us. And you know Origin as well as anyone. I mean, there's a lot of surges and momentum swings in those games, and you just need to handle those. And we just didn't. We panicked and went away from what had been working for us. So I've got no doubt that you know they'll be able to rectify that in game three. They probably know they need to play for 80 minutes to go up there. It's going to be an emotional Suncorp Stadium with, you know, Thurston probably doing a lap up there. Cooper Cronk possibly last game. Billy Slater potentially could be his last game. There's going to be a lot of emotion up there. It's going to be a big night, and I think New South Wales can really spoil the party and get the job done. I believe they're, you know, in those big occasions when two sides go out there and they put their best foot forward, New South Wales have the better team at this point in time.
And you spoke about absorbing the pressure. So when you go out there, I know we went up there for the decider in 2011 and we didn't really absorb that pressure early on and it was gone within 20 minutes. And that's what they can do to you, Queensland. They're such a quality side. But there was a period between about the 25th and 10th minute where we kept going to that left edge and letting Wade Graham kick. And he had a repeat set once, but then after that, our kicking game just went away from the direction and putting pressure on. You really need to keep guys like Dane Gagai standing underneath the ball, not getting a run up and coming in play two around that tired middle of the ruck. So it's going to be a big effort. I'm still confident that we can go up there. There might be a few changes. I know that Trent Merrin's in line today to come into that side if he has a good game today and there's injuries. Apart from that, Dugan, is that an injury concern? Like, who's the next in line? Would they just start Jack Bird and go four forwards?
I don't think they go four forwards. I don't think you can do that anymore. I mean, especially in a game with that magnitude. I think it was a cork on a cork. So he'll be okay. Still got, 11 days or so to fix that problem. So I don't think Dugan's in any doubt at all. I think it's mainly just Cordner and Frizzell at this point. But if Boyd is out, I mean, who would you make captain?
Well, James Maloney's been tossed up. There's a few guys there that I think have been around that system for a while. Look, whilst Jared Hayne has been the sort of the senior campaign, I'd go with a young guy like Wade Graham. I think he's been in terrific form this year. They'd put him into the starting side, and he knows just how to go out there. He's captained the Sharks for a while when Paul Gallen's been out, so he's been under good tutelage and good leadership in Gal. So I think they'd go with him.
All right, Sunday Triple M NRL. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. Our game this afternoon, 4 o'clock, Panthers and the Rabbitohs will have that call for you live, as we will for Origin too. So make sure you tune in for Origin and the boys will get that for you. So triplem.com.au, make sure you download the app. We're still waiting on Jake Trbojevic. We have made contact with Perth via the fax machine or the telex, and we'll have him very shortly.
Hey, Maroon.
Sorry. Yeah.
About half an hour ago, told everyone in the box here to not look at your biceps while you took your shirt off.
Yeah, yeah, I was cold.
You put the shirt back on. What's doing?
Well, I'm freezing. My nipples are going to just break off if I don't warm up here. It's absolutely freezing in this commentary box.
You could hang a wet towel on that left nipple.
Yeah, yeah, good.
He's like the guy off the Mentos ad. Remember that?
All right, Sunday Triple M NRL will take a bit of Lenny Kravitz talking about huge nipples.
That's
and
not
we'll
a
come
nipple.
Back straight after this as Triple M rocks the footy. The Triple M Network. It's Sunday Triple M NRL. I was thinking I was jocking again for a second there.
What were you doing?
I thought I was back on Triple M
vinyl.
Back in the song. Wow,
yeah.
I had like a flashback.
Wow.
I had a flashback there.
Yeah, you and Mike Tyson.
Anyway, so Triple M NRL is thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, Ryan Girdler, Jamie Soud and Maroon. Our number is 133353. Call us anytime. We are still waiting on Jake Trbojevic to talk about Manly and how well they're going in season 2017 after a rocky start to their campaign. That's why we've got a second. Just talk a little bit about player movement. And I read in the...
Oh, your favourite player movement.
No,
eh?
It's my favourite.
Isn't it the ladder? Oh,
maybe.
No, it's play. Whenever there's a gap to fill, it's like, let's talk about some play movements. Well, you probably don't even know who's moving around. Who are you going to talk about?
Well, I was hoping that you'd toss someone up. You know, when they come to your coffee
Oh,
shop.
Yeah, what's his name? Robbie Rockow. He's going to Melbourne.
What about Shandor Earl?
What is he? Where's he going
to? Well, I don't know where he's going to, but he's had 4 years off, but now his ban ends.
Yeah.
Just in time for him to come back and play the last game of the season.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you want to go to a side that's in the semis.
Wouldn't you?
So who's he talking to?
But how long is too long to have out of the game to make a comeback? This was going to be my question.
Well, it depends if you got a choice or not.
Right.
I mean, so he's obviously, he's a personal trainer. I think he's been over in Bali.
I think he's in Melbourne now working at an F45.
Okay.
Which is a gym.
He's in shape. He's in shape, put it that way.
Mm. So, look, I think he's... and is he talking to Melbourne? So they're going to be in the finals?
I don't know if he's talking to Melbourne. I said he's living in Melbourne.
Oh, right. Okay.
Working at an F45.
I read somewhere that St. George Illawarra were interested in maybe dabbling and see what his options are.
Did you play with him at Penrith?
No, I didn't. No. But you'd have to think that 4 years out of the game, he's kept himself in shape. He'd come back. You'd give him a pre-season to see what he's like and how he fits into the, I guess, playing again. But it's a long time to have off from rugby league because he's successful with the F45 and all that stuff that he does. So, but if he wants to play, good luck to him.
All the players and ex-player, I mean, Bo Champion's got an F45 and Sammy's got an F45 somewhere in the Highlands.
I think Nate Miles has got 4 or 5 F45s.
Has he really?
Yeah, he's gone down to Melbourne to get a couple more, I'd imagine.
What about you? You've been getting in the gym. You're looking very fit. You're looking
Of course. You've been working on my calf.
Every time I see Gerds, it's just... He's always a picture of health.
Isn't he?
It just makes me sick because I'm not.
No, you're not.
No.
Yeah, well, after I went down...
Well, tell us what you really think, Gerd. I mean, geez.
No, well, I went down that path too. So, you know, a couple of years after I played, you just start getting into some bad habits, and my wife just pulled me out of it one time and said, you just look like a slob.
Did you?
You know, so
well, we
get
spoke
it together,
about that last time I saw you, Gerd. You said that every retired player goes through that... Yeah, not having routine and getting up and training and all that kind of stuff. So I have taken a few tips that you gave me on board.
Oh, some players do. I mean, some players step straight into, you know, personal training or stay involved with footy and obviously become like runners and trainers for NRL clubs. But, I mean, everyone can't do that. So if you're not going to go down the path of fitness and health, which I certainly didn't, well, then at some point you need to take some control back, Maroon, like you.
But for leave me out of it because I'm just naturally fit and healthy. But haven't had a beer for 8 months, but that's another story.
Yeah, so you're depressed.
Yeah, absolutely. There's that.
But you look good.
There's that. Mate, what about, while we've got Sowie here, and Sowie will admit that he needs to, you know, like go down, keep himself, he's working at Harvey Norman, and he's working at Fox, and he's working, so he's
busy.
As far as money goes, he's raking it in.
Yeah.
But he hasn't had time for fitness. What would you say to him? Where would he start with his diet?
I don't do fitness. I don't do anything.
But what about diet? What do you offer at this coffee shop of yours that you know that's good to eat healthy?
Oh, it's maroon.
Low
just
GI.
It's just taking better options, mate, with your health and choosing what you eat and getting rid of things like soft drinks. And you can still have everything in moderation's fine. But, you know, you just try and make better decisions with your food. And it actually started with me when my eldest daughter was born. She had allergies, so she couldn't have dairy and those sorts of things and different dietary requirements. So that sort of set me on the path of understanding, you know, different things about food. Even though we had dietitians, you didn't really listen to them when you were playing.
You didn't really listen to them. No, that's true. You kind of didn't, mate.
You know, and so you would... I certainly could have eaten better while I played. You'd listen to the dietitian go out and have a schnitzel and chips for lunch and just wonder why you'd do all this training but couldn't get any fitter. But I just took note when my daughter was ill when she was young, and then I thought, well, if she doesn't need to eat that, I won't eat it. So I went on this run where I got dairy and all that stuff out of my diet as well, just because I wanted to make it easier on her. And then I just felt that good, I never went back to it. Mm. So I sort of stumbled across it, to be honest, but maintained it. And it's not that hard, to be honest, Maroon.
I'll tell you what, mate, I've recently taken up the man shake and I have just not looking
back. Oh, so after months and months of plugs, you finally got sent some man shakes.
He finally sent it to me. I thought, what have I got to do? Go up there and get it.
Okay, well.
Sunday Triple M NRL, just while we've got a minute, we might take a break, come back, because we're getting very close to the fight and the Jake Trbojevic interview. Fellas, this is why I am on player movement. In all seriousness, though, James Roberts could be on the move again, and I believe Manly and the Dogs have expressed interest in Jimmy the Jet Roberts. He certainly would be a good buy for the Doggies, the way they're going at the moment.
Well, yeah, I don't know if about going to the Doggies. They'd have to improve a lot of attack to be able to get in the ball, but Manly seems like a great fit. He'd be in beautiful outside back that they could have there and they could add to their stocks because they'll have a fair bit of money next year. They'll have another $1 million on the salary cap.
Yeah, okay. Sunday Triple M NRL is thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. Jake Trbojevic is only 30 seconds away, guys. So just to paint a picture here, we're waiting for the Manny Pacquiao fight versus Jeff Horn at Suncorp Stadium. Now, we'll get full updates on that as it happens. And we've got Paul Kent on standby up there as well. So we'll speak to Kent. He absolutely loves his boxing, and he's up there. So we'll go to him as soon as we can.
As much as I want Jeff Horn to win today, I've got a bold prediction. I think with Manny Pacquiao, he wants to keep fighting, and it's been showing live into America on ESPN, I think he might come out and try and put the lights out early.
Well, that's
the dominant performance.
They're saying if he wants to get back and fight Mayweather, and if there's a slim chance in it, he needs to come out and he needs to end this fight. He can't go through and go through the 12 rounds and be a sort of
place
decision at the end. He needs to go out there and make a statement. So there's a lot of big rumour saying that he's going to come out and go really hard early.
Now, guys, what we've got now on Sunday Triple M NRL, thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, we've got Jake Trbojevic on hold. Now, I'd like to leave him on hold for 10 minutes.
Yes.
Like he kept. Jake, if you're listening on hold, mate, wait there for another 3 minutes. Now, just kidding. Sunday Triple M NRL, let's bring him in live from Perth after another big win for Manly. Jake Trbojevic, welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL, mate.
How you going, guys?
Fantastic, mate. And what about yesterday? You gave him a start. And when they got away to 16-0, the Warriors, what did you guys kind of say to each other?
Yeah, obviously, it wasn't the best start to the game, but, you know, we're pretty confident. We obviously been down 16, not the best way to start, but I'm always pretty confident. You know, we've been playing some good footy recent weeks, and it was good. We got a couple of tries there, got back in the game by halftime, so we're pretty happy going into the break.
Yeah, Jake, how was the camp? Obviously, a long trip to Perth, and you had a big performance last week down at Shark Park. What was the, 16-0 down, but what was the main talk at half-time, you know, to be able to go on and get that massive win?
Yeah, we obviously just had to keep, you know, completing sets. Obviously, at the start there, we dropped a fair bit of ball and gave away a few penalties. We sort of weren't really getting into the game, so we sort of knew if we could get into the game, we'd be, a real good chance, and especially going to half-time at 16-all, that was, a real confidence booster for us.
Jake, it'd be good to know the fact that you guys can win in a lot of different ways. You're going to need that as you go into the sort of the back end of the season and potentially into the finals to be able to come from behind like that and remain composed. I guess you take something out of that.
Yeah, definitely. And I think also, winning in conditions like that, it was obviously pretty wet. So, you take a few things out of it. And, it was obviously good to know that we, can stay composed come from behind. Probably, last year, down 16 at the start, we probably would have gone to lose the game by a fair bit. So it was really pleasing, yeah.
Now, Jake, I've been watching you very closely. You're very modest about your performances. You're always putting the team first. But if Boyd Cordner goes down, you're putting your hand up for New South Wales captaincy?
No, I don't think so. I'm just hoping to be in the team.
Hey, Jake, tell us a little bit about the feeling after Origin 2. Obviously, there's been... the coach has come out and Boyd's come out and said that one really hurt and you guys need to let that burn so you can come out and that can motivate you for game three. How did it feel, that loss a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, it's definitely very disappointing, especially being at home. We obviously put ourselves in a really good position to win that game, and to come away with a loss at home, it was really frustrating. But obviously we're going to take a lot of confidence in the first game up there at Suncorp and the first half there at ANZ. So, obviously, really looking forward to get back into the camp and working hard. And hopefully we can go up to Suncorp and put in another good performance.
Hey, Jake, just back on to Manly. I want to talk about a guy that's in just breathtaking form at the moment for you guys. He doesn't get a lot of raps, but Abbey Coruscant for mine the last couple of weeks. Last night, he was the sort of catalyst to get you guys going. You made that breakthrough the middle when you needed it. And the week before against Cronulla, some of his defensive efforts and his ability with the football, I think, goes unnoticed, but I'm sure you guys love playing with him.
Oh, definitely. Everyone loves playing alongside him. He's just he's one of those blokes who just rips in every week, and you know what you're getting out of him. And as you said, he's not the biggest bloke, but he just... he has to go, and all the boys love playing alongside him. It definitely doesn't go unnoticed in the team, and we really, really, really love playing with him.
What about last night? One of the boys went through. It might have been, I'm not sure who it was, on that left side, and you're in support, ready to score under the post, and your brother gets in between you and the ball carrier and takes it when he set up, I think it was Kelly, on that left edge.
I know, he brushed me. I was under the stick, so I was off him.
What's that about? Nah. Doesn't he score enough tries?
I know you didn't want to give the big brother a try there, but I'm happy Brian got a try there under the post. It was pretty crucial there. We needed to get a couple before half time, so just happy we scored anyway.
Tommy's nickname's Turbo. What's your nickname, Jake?
Diesel.
No, I don't have one. They just call me Jake.
Let's go.
I don't. Definitely don't have the Turbo nickname, but no pace.
All right, mate. Listen, we'll let you go because that's a pretty ordinary line, and you've guys have got to get on a plane, come back from Manly. So, congratulations. There he is,
well
Jake Trbojevic, joining
Thanks,
us.
Guys.
Good on you, mate. Sunday Triple M NRL. They beat the Warriors, and that's five in a row for the mighty Manly Seagulls. Well, Gordon Tallis hasn't been here to interrupt us, which was good because it fattens the show out. Him interrupting everyone, it fattens the show out. So we're going to get him on next. He's live from the Gordon Tallis knockout comp at Townsville. He'll join us next. Gordon Tallis on Sunday, Triple M NRL as Triple M rocks the footy.
For Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. This is Sunday Triple M NRL.
The time for talk is over.
With Paul Kent, Gordon Tallis, Ryan Girdler and Anthony Maroon.
Oh, the bunker's getting an absolute flogging today.
Triple M rocks the footy.
Welcome back to Sunday Triple M NRL live at ANZ Stadium. It's a beautiful blue sky, a little chilly though, a little bit of chill in the air, but it's going to be a good game this afternoon. Our match of the day at 4 o'clock is Rabbitohs and Penrith. We'll call that game for you. And of course at 2 o'clock we'll have score updates for the Knights-Tigers game as well. And, well, you might be wondering where the Raging Bull is. Gordon Tallis is in Townsville, but he joins us on the line right now. Gordon Tallis, welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL Fest. Good to have you on.
It's good to be on, yeah. But yes, I am up in Townsville. And for the first time in 15 years, I'm always home around this time for the Gordon Tallis Cup. So that's why I'm up here. So all the kids have travelled. There's not a team from Sydney this year, but there's three from Brisbane and they come from around. There's 64 teams that travel from all around country Queensland to play for the Cup. So it's a good day for all the kids.
So tell us a little bit more about the Gordon Tallis Cup, mate, because that's quite an honour to have a big festival named after you, a big footy carnival.
Yeah, well, it started when I was playing and Townsville Rugby League come up to me and they asked, would I do something? So it started with seven teams and that was just all the local teams in Townsville and then sort of just all the outskirts like Ingham and Eyre and I went to Innisfail and Cairns and Mackay and there's teams from Mount Isa. So that's probably a 12-hour bus trip. You know, teams from Gatton, just outside of Brisbane, Toowoomba, Ipswich, a few from Brisbane, and they all bus it up and they play, and it's a two-day carnival, and it's great spirits, and you know, it's really good to have, well, I'm supposed to have a carnival and to give back to the game, but to have all these kids run around having a good time.
And what do you do, Gordy, on the day? Do you just get around and speak to some of the teams before they play, or obviously you get there and you award the trophy on the final day?
All of the above. I flew, I landed at 10 o'clock yesterday, went there and sat there from 10 until about 3 o'clock and I went and watched the Super Saturday and walked around and I got a team photo with every team and today I missed out on a few teams so I do that and I just sit there and watch the games and I watch the finals and sign autographs. So I'm probably there for about 10 hours over the weekend so I don't just, you know, turn up and give the trophy. I make sure that I'm there and all the kids, thanks to Fox Sports, they get a ball and they get a T-shirt and a hat and kids are pretty happy.
The locals will be happy up there at the moment too, Gordy. Obviously a really good win in Canberra yesterday for the Cowboys.
Yeah, and a local boy in Michael Morgan was absolutely brilliant. I thought Michael Morgan, you know, we've always been sort of wondering, you know, with the Melbourne Storms and the North Queensland Cowboys is who's going to stand up when all these guys retire and Michael Morgan was brilliant last night, and he's a local boy, and he come through the system. He played in the Gordon Tallis Cup, he told me, and Val Holmes played for the Western Lions. So all these young kids, and it makes you feel a little bit old because I tell everybody that I'm 28, but when you get guys playing in the NRL that have played in your competition, it's sort of pretty cool. But it was really good for the Cowboys last night to go down to Canberra, and it's probably 25 degrees up here at the moment, so it would have been a 20-odd degree swing to go there and play in minus whatever one last night. Was a pretty good performance from the North Queensland Cowboys.
Hey, Gordy, it's Sowie, mate. DCE played well yesterday. Michael Morgan obviously had a blinder. Who are you putting in for number six next week?
Well, look, that's Kevvy Walters, but I think if you put Daly there, we're not going to go wrong. If you put Michael Morgan in at six the way he played, and Munster was really good on Friday night for the Melbourne Storm, and they're the three guys that have been sort of mentioned, and Corey Norman, obviously that game was a... You know, was a little bit dour on Friday, on Thursday night between the Dogs. But I think if you throw any of those four in, I'm pretty sure they will do the job. All they'll have to do is be the fourth cog to that great spine of the Melbourne Storm. So, mate, I've heard that, you know, Munster will slot in because he knows the system and he plays there. And I've heard that Michael Morgan and I've heard that Norman and Daly Cherry Evans has put his hand up and Darren Lockyer, who is one of the selectors with Gene Miles and Kevvy Walter said, well, Daly's probably the man for the job. So I don't know. I'd love to tell you, but between those four, I don't think we can go wrong. But don't forget there's a centre spot up. So that probably That probably might go to Michael Morgan because he slotted in there and he did a good job against Haynes.
Well, Munster, the thing is with Munster, you know, you keep that Melbourne combination through the spine, don't you? The 1, 9, 6, and 7. The other thing is Cooper Cronk's going to play on the right. Michael Morgan plays on the right.
Yeah.
You need You need a left side of play, which is Munster and which is David Cherry Evans, and then you need a left centre.
Yeah. So if I'm thinking about it, I'd probably go, well, Morgan played centre, so he might go there, and Munster was 18th man, so he might go in to play six. And it might be out of Cherry Evans and Norman and those guys to see who takes the 14 role.
Yep.
Which is super important in Origin. Like, we watched Craig Wing do it with so much success, and then, you know, Cooper Cronk's done it, and Michael Morgan's been, you know, Queensland's number 14 for the last, you know, 3 or 4 years as well.
Hey, Gordy, there was some talk about Sammy Thaiday maybe making a return for Game 3. Do you think that'll happen?
Look, I watch Sammy, and I've been a huge supporter of Sammy. He's a Townsville boy himself, and I was his captain, and I love playing with Sam, but I just don't think he's in the form to force his way back in. You don't give Origin jerseys out, Sally. You know, like, they're not something that, you know, you give because they've played 20 games, and he never got dropped. He's given the state wonderful service. Yeah. But if Kevy wants to go, I don't think that he let him down, but he didn't really put his hand up that high on Friday night. And I watched him closely, and I watched Munster, and I watched these guys, and I'm thinking, come on, Sammy, you know, there's talk about you to be the statesman and get your 30th Origin, which would be huge. You know, that's 10 years of State of Origin, and he's, I don't know, he's just, mate, he might be one of those guys that's comfortable where he is in life, Sammy. You know, like, he's played every, you know, like, he's played at the highest level, he's won grand finals, you know, and I don't know whether, you know, just sort of looking at him, and we've all been there, whether they really want to pay that price, what it takes to play Origin.
All right, Sunday Triple M NRL, just before we go to the Raging Bull, I just wanted to point out, Ryan, that I texted Gordon to see if he wanted me to pick him up at the airport, to which he said that he was in Townsville because he's not here, and, of course, Kenty's not here, but he's texted me back, they gave the Stars the weekend off. And I wonder how that makes you feel, Ryan. They gave the Stars the weekend off.
Oh, Maroon, because I thought you were up in North Queensland with me. That's why I thought.
Oh, listen, Gordon, if I had a weekend off, I wouldn't want to spend it with you. Time for the Raging Bull. This is where Gordon tell us what's on his mind, what's got the Raging Bull raging. Gordon, tell us. Let's hear it as Triple M rocks the footy.
Well, all week I've been hearing about Jeff Horn versus Manny Pacquiao. It's amazing what can happen when you've got positive media, when they go and they do press conferences, where they go and they do the tour and they want to promote a fight, that they're going to get 50-odd thousand tour sport. And if you listen to all the experts, that Jeff Horn's got no chance. It's like, you know, the massive underdog, it's a Rocky story, but yet because they promote it, they go out and do media, that they're selling 50,000 tickets, and I think the most expensive ticket is over $1,000 to get in there. So I would like our game. I hope Todd Greenberg, who I saw him on Friday night, he said he was going to go. I hope they stand up and take notice that when there's positive press and they get their stars out there and promoting and talking it up and doing it through the week, that people might want to come and watch it, instead of shying away from the media and saying no comment. That's my Raging Bull for the week.
Okay, Gordon. Well, it's good to see you put some time in that. You obviously had a couple of minutes on the plane there in business class to ride on the back of a coaster.
Yeah. 3F, Maroon. 3F.
Mate, who's the hot tip to win the Gordon Tallis Cup?
There's about six teams that are undefeated, and I'd have to say the mighty West Panthers from Brisbane. That's where my boys have played in the last couple of years, so they've gone through there. The Brisbane side, that's going good. There's a couple of teams. There's Mackay Brothers, and there's a heap of brothers. There's like that many brothers teams. And my old club, Centrals, unfortunately, aren't going as good as what they normally do. But there's about six teams that are all undefeated, and they play each other within the next half an hour. So,
good luck.
And thank you to all the kids that come up and had a good time. And they listened to our shows on Friday nights, and Maroons and all those type of guys, and they were quoting some of your stuff, Maroon. So I was a bit worried about those kids. I got them into therapy.
Good on you, Gordy. Thanks for coming on.
Pleasure, guys.
See you next week on Sunday. Triple M NRL, and of course,
good to see that his kids' teams are in the competition.
Yeah, yeah.
And that Gordon has some influence over the referees because they're still undefeated.
Thank you, Ryan Girdle. Thank you, Jamie Soudan. Of course, Gordon Tallis on the phone. We're just about to get underway with this fight, the Pacquiao fight, live in Brisbane. You can still get it on Main Event through Foxtel. 131-999 if you would like to do that. Not too late. Main Event, 131-999. And Fox put this wonderful package together, voiced by Matty Nable, and it tells the story of Pacquiao and Horn so far. Have a listen to this.
Oh, Father, tell me, do we get what we deserve?
This is a battle between night and day, between left and right, first and last, never and always.
And where down we go.
The long and short of it is Manny Pacquiao today fights Jeff Horn for the WBO Welterweight Championship of the World. Pacquiao, the Pac-Man, an 11-time world champion in 8 separate weight divisions, the only ever to do so. A current senator and most probably future president of the Philippines, Pacquiao has fought all the greats of his era in some of the biggest wars of the last 20 years.
It's all over, the fight is stopped. A tremendous victory for Manny Pacquiao.
Beating Hall of Famers Oscar De La Hoya and Marco Antonio Barrera, not once, but twice. Beating Marquez twice.
And new champion from the Philippines, Manny Pacman.
Mosley, Morales twice. And he knocked out Ricky Hatton. You know, the Brit who dethroned Kostya Zou.
Ricky Hatton is done.
Pacquiao combines slick hand speed with raw power. His angle's his greatest trick. How he comes in from one direction and disappears out another, somehow surrounding his opponent. For all his greatness, he's 38 now. Pacquiao, aging, and hasn't known a knockout since the November of 2009. Jeff Horn. He's almost a decade younger. The subject of a classically uplifting story normally reserved for Hollywood scripts. He's never beaten. Some fear Randall Bailey is too big a step up. The Hornet retires him in the seventh. Rico Mueller, too experienced, that's what they say, puts him through the ropes in the ninth. Ali Feneca was simply too good. Jeff Horn climbs off the canvas in the third, and then he knocks him out in the sixth.
Jeff Horn, the man cut in his sixth round.
You've heard it all before, how the quiet kid who only took up boxing because he was being picked on at school beats all the odds and ends up fighting for a world crown in his hometown against the biggest name boxer to ever light up these shores. This time it's for real.
Never miss a minute of the footy. Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere. For Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. This is Sunday Triple M NRL.
Put your clothes on, Gerd. It's not over yet.
With Paul Kent, Gordon Tallis, Ryan Girdler and Anthony Maroon. Triple M rocks the footy.
Welcome back to it, ANZ Stadium, the venue for our match of the day today. So far this round, Eels 13, Dogs 12, Titans 20, Dragons 10. If we get a chance, we should talk a bit of Dragons too. They are struggling at the moment. Storm 42 over Broncos 12, Sharks 44, Roosters 12, the high-flying Manly side 26 over the Warriors 22, and Cowboys 31, Raiders 18. So Storm lead the comp on 28, then Sharks, Seagulls, Roosters all on 24, Broncos, Cowboys on 22, Dragons, Eels on 20. They round out the top eight. Of course, the teams down the bottom, Knights, Tigers, both on 8 points, will take to the field in 12 minutes. We'll have updates on those scores for you all, thanks to Tyre Power. Now, we've got Ryan Girdler and Jamie Soud with me at Sunday Triple M NRL. The boxing about to get underway in Brisbane. Pacquiao Horn. I just thought we'd talk a couple of things updating the boxing. Firstly, who do you like? Who's gonna be the victor here today, Sal? You follow the boxing?
Yeah, I like Jeff Horn, but I think Manny Pacquiao comes out and finishes it early. As I said earlier in our chat, it's being shown live into America through ESPN, so a massive audience over there will be watching to see what he comes out and does early, Manny Pacquiao. He'll need to dominate this fight from start to finish and knock him out if he's going to keep fighting. Otherwise, this could be the end.
What about you, Ryan?
Oh, look, I think boxing is all about the Cinderella story, isn't it? We always want to follow, especially when one of our own's out there, Australian. So it's been a great it's been a great couple of weeks sort of following the journey of Horn, but I just think he's coming up against a guy that's just so accomplished at what he does and has so much experience that he's just going to be too classy.
Okay, it's just about to get underway. Michael Buffer, who is the man who says, let's get ready to rumble, let's get ready to rumble. Apparently he gets paid $5 million.
Yeah, but he does more than that. He's out there. He introduces the national anthems. He goes through the records of the player. He puts him in the blue corner, puts him in the red corner. I mean, you know, he doesn't just say that one line.
Oh, okay, then that makes it all right. He does all that. Yeah,
well, it's all about...
Jeez, I feel terrible now.
It's all about... It's the audience, Maroon. I mean, this is Gary. Weren't you listening? Gary just Sarah just says
you keep calling me Gary all day.
Have I? No, I haven't.
You have. You've called me
but
Gary.
But I didn't doubt you because I'm a good guy.
Sarah said before, 90 million people are going to watch this fight. This guy's got to go out there and set the scene. I mean, what's that worth?
Well, I wouldn't think it's worth million. $5 million.
There you go.
But anyway, that's what he's getting. Good luck to him. $5 million. I wondered if he says, you know what, all the NRL talk. Look, if you can get me cash, I'll do it for 3.8 million. I don't know. Anyway, moving right along, Danny Widler brings up a great point today about Jonathan Thurston in the Sun Herald today. Danny writes that he's going to be the next immortal, Jonathan Thurston. Wouldn't it be better to make him, you know, just to paraphrase here, to make
Has Danny pick the immortals now?
No, Danny's just assuming, as we all are, that Thurston will be the next
There's a few other guys there.
Well, there are. Let's just stay with me on this one, right?
Sorry.
If I want people to disagree with me just for the hell of it, I'll stay home.
I want to interrupt you. I just want to interrupt you and make you feel like a normal Sunday.
If I want people to just disagree with me, I'll just stay at home.
And wouldn't we all be better for that?
Well, I don't know, mate. I don't know if...
Continue on.
You know. Anyway... Jonathan Thurston being the next immortal while he's still playing the game.
Well, what about it?
Do you think that's how it should be? So we've got an immortal.
You have to.
Yeah, that's right.
What's wrong with that? I'm happy with that system. I think the dust has got to sort of settle a little bit, and everyone's got to, you know, reminisce and remember. And there's Darren Lockyer that's certainly put his hand up. I mean, he broke every record until Cameron Smith basically came along and is going to break Lockie's record. Cameron Smith, if he's not an immortal, I know JT, he's the man of the moment, but what else can you do in the game than what Cameron Smith hasn't achieved?
Mm.
More tests than anyone, more origins than anyone. He's going to play probably 400 NRL games.
Yeah.
No one else has ever done that. He's got a certain most points ever by a forward, I think. He's done absolutely everything in the game. So why does JT all of a sudden skip Cameron Smith?
Oh, look, Ryan, I agree with you.
So I think I agree with you, Ryan. Take a breath a little bit.
Sally, would you like to weigh in on this, mate?
I think they both will go in down and be an immortal. Obviously, Lockyer was there and being talked about, but... the question was, do you have to wait 5 years? I don't think you should have to wait 5 years. I think they should be able to go in. It'd be an amazing honour. Why do we have to wait so long to get these guys who are such great players? You know, Gerd just spoke about all the records that Smith's going to hold and everything he's done for the game. And I think you should be able to go in and be an immortal straight away. It'd been huge. What's a huge honour?
Well, how often do they do this, the immortal thing? I mean, so when was Joey? Joey was nominated... What was it, about 5 years? He's been calling himself the eighth now for how long?
I think about 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, so if now's the time and the right man's ready to go in, well, let's get him in there.
Now, why don't we...
Let's call an AGM. Make it happen.
Sunday Triple M NRL. Just to get away from rugby league again quickly, because I know you love the basketball, Sowie.
Yeah.
Paddy Mills appears set to become Australia's $65 million man by striking a new deal with the San Antonio Spurs.
Yep.
$65 million for the Canberra-born point guard.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a US $50 million for 4 years. That's a lot of coin, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of coin. And just quickly, we won't talk too much about it, but the NBA is actually in the best state it's ever been. They've got more viewers, more people going to the game, spending money. They're actually going to have sponsors on the front of their jerseys in the next couple of years, which is unheard of. Usually it's just been the name of the franchise on the front. But Patty Mills has gone in. He's earned his contract. He's had a very successful franchise in the San Antonio Spurs.
Andrew Webster just went over there and sort of, I think, got involved in the playoffs and bringing correspondence back home. He said there's a massive difference between the way that they approach the players and I guess the availability of the clubs allow the players then to partake in all the media activity as opposed to what we do here. You follow the game. How much insight do we get through the media at the NBA level?
Oh, they get amazing insight. So pretty much, as far as I understand it, as soon as the game's finished, once they've had a shower and stuff, that the media are allowed to go in and talk to the players. Then during the finals, they will have where they go up and sit in front of a panel separately, sometimes together, and then the coach will come up. So there's plenty of chances for them to be able to either get a message out that they want to talk about the game. Or
but is that why, is it, in your opinion, is that one of the reasons why the game's growing? Because of the connection that you as a fan have with the current players?
Yeah, definitely. And I think there's a lot of guys. There's a guy called Brian Windhorst who follows LeBron James and has since he's come into the NBA. Now, he's given daily updates pretty much on what LeBron James has done. So that relationship that LeBron has built with Brian has been able to create a good sort of outlet to be able to have good relationships with the media. I think sometimes in Australia we've got that sort of bit of the coaches don't want you to say anything to give, you know, bulletin board material, and then that just creates our characters in the game to be just, you know, closed off and don't want to talk to media and don't want to give them anything. And then if you come out and say something, then you're known as a big head. So we probably need to find a medium here and really get some exposure. And like Gordy said, grow our game, because we're looking at scenes now for before this fight and they're going to have 50,000 because they're promoted at the right way, Goods.
Now, just on the back of that, on yesterday, on Saturday, Triple M NRL, we tried to make contact with every club that played the night before and couldn't get in touch or couldn't get response from any of them. So it's a, you know, NRL certainly has to learn a few lessons there in terms of how the media is trying to promote the game. We're going to need access to players. We're going to need access to coaches, CEOs, etc., etc. This always happens. Sometimes, too, you approach clubs through the correct channel, through the media manager, you get nowhere. You're better off finding the number of a player yourself and just going hell-bent for leather and chasing him up yourself. I find that always works a little bit better. That's about all we wanted to say. The other thing before we take a break, Gus Gould coming out through the week and saying that Trent Barrett will be the next super coach. That seems to put a lot of pressure on young Trent, one would think there, Ryan.
Well, he's doing a fantastic job this year. He's got a great rapport with the players. He's got a great demeanour in front of the press. I think he handles the press really well. He always gives up his time, and he's always got a really good message to give to the Manly fans. He was under a little bit of pressure early on in the season. They started 0-2, and there were obviously people talking about Trent's future because there was some turmoil at the club early in the season as well in relation to some of the administration there. But the best thing about him, he's sort of waded his way through all of that, hasn't really got involved in too much of it and focused on doing a job on the field. And that's exactly what Manly are doing at the moment. And, yeah, for mine, he's just a he's a great fella. And most of all, the players, and this is key, I think, in any organisation, the players love playing for him, and you can see that.
Yeah, you summed that up perfectly. When he was at Penrith there, he was only in charge of the attack for a short time, but you loved working with him and his ideas, and he's very smart in the way he wants his team to play. So you can see that they're playing a simple game plan, but they're allowed to go out there and play footy. And you compare that to a side like the Bulldogs, who are so structured. That's why Manly can go out and enjoy their footy and score points, whereas the Bulldogs look like, you know, they're really not interested. And that's why they're not scoring any points.
You can also tell a good coach when he takes players like Bellamy does from other clubs that aren't performing and then gets the best out of them in a short space of time, which is what Trent's done with about three or four players. Uarte's one, Sirenin's another. They came over there. Marty Tapau's another one. Winterstein. I mean, there's a half a dozen players, and Sowie mentioned it during the last break, the point where they've still got $1 million on their cap that's being used up by players that aren't even participating this year. I mean, that's going to be enormous for them in years to come. They're in a great spot, the Eagles.
Good on you, Ryan. Good on you, Jamie Soud. Rabbitohs 6, Penrith 0. in Holden Cup. 12 minutes gone in that game. Rabbitohs 6, Penrith 0. That score thanks to Ty Power. Big game this afternoon, 4 o'clock on the Triple M Network. We will have Panthers and Rabbitohs, and we'll do a preview of that game a little later on. Thanks to Aveco Trucks. They're strong by nature. Aveco.com.au. We'll get you an update on where we are with this fight very shortly. We'll be joined by Paul Kemp. We'll talk more rugby league. It's all coming up on Sunday. Triple M NRL as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL for Brighton's lawyers. Protecting your future.